102.3 Proclaim FM. This is how it rolls on a Monday evening. Only tonight, it's really super fun because I have three gals here in the studio with me. It's Olivia and her sister, Mackenzie, and their mom, Melanie. All right, so Melanie, you realized you had to cut loose of the apron strings, if you will. But there was great joy in that, ultimately. I mean, initially, I'm sure it was like, oh, this is hard. But, you know, sometimes things are hard because then the fruition of what God has planted and what he's planned comes in and you go, oh, I wouldn't want it any other way.
And that's exactly it. I mean, I've had people say to me, you know, you must be so sad. Your girls are so far away and, you know, you don't get to see them that very often. But I think for me, I'm not sad because I have great joy in watching them become the women of God that he created them to be and watching them go out and forge their own path. And, you know, it's all about the kingdom. And both of them are 100% committed to the kingdom of God and their lives are dedicated to that. So how can I be sad or how can I be down or look and say, this is not good? It is good. And I have to be thankful for that. And so it's just really changed the way I look at it.
Right.
You know, do I have days where I'm like, I really wish they were home? Of course I do. But, you know, with technology, it's so easy. And the girls, you know, they're very good about texting me and FaceTiming me and doing all of those things that make me feel like I'm not so far away from them. That's and that I am still very involved in their lives.
All right.
So
a little later on, you're going to talk about the importance of raising them up.
Yes.
To be where they are now.
Absolutely.
Pursuing God and attaining the kingdom of heaven. Let's go to you now, Mackenzie, because we haven't heard from you much.
All right.
And, all right, so it's not like you followed in your sister's footsteps, but it turns out that did you see the qualities in her just flourish and you thought, you know what, if I go to Ramp, that's what I want. I mean, that's what I want in life.
Yeah.
I mean, was that one of the factors in you choosing to go there?
I think it really was one of the factors. She really did pave the way to almost like open up the space for me to think, okay, there could be something more for me. I had planned to go to Lee University. I wanted to play college volleyball. I'd played volleyball for 10 years. I had scholarships.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So I had scholarships lined up. I really could have gone somewhere and played Division II. It was something I really was passionate about, getting my teaching degree and going and teaching at an elementary school. But I just kept having this thought of, what if there's something more? You know, I heard a quote one time, and they said, the safest place for you to be is in the will of the Lord. So instead of being at Lee, which would have been great, the Lord would have blessed it either way. But I chose the path that God had for me. And although it didn't make sense, and although it was more confusing, and I had to lay more down, I had to leave my best friends and my family and the church and the kids at church. But I was in the will of the Lord, so that was the safest place for me to be. So she really did open up the path of thought of, you know what, I want to be a part of something that's bigger than me. And so I stepped into that. The Lord told me to go there, and I would never change anything about that.
Wow. Did that come as a surprise to you, Melanie?
You know, it did a little bit, but not really, because I think sometimes as parents, we get wrapped up in the fact that our kids need, you know, that four-year college degree. They need that to go on in life. And, you know, if they don't have that, then it's not going to work out good. And, you know, they're at a Bible college, so they're not going to come out with that traditional, you know, degree that they would from a regular university. So, I think sometimes people think, oh, no, they need that. But for me, I think when I saw what happened with Olivia and how it totally transformed her life in a good way, and all of the gifts and the talents that God had placed inside of her became so much more, just more beautiful, more formed, more like she just was able to hone in on those gifts and those talents. And when Mackenzie was wavering between the two, I think in my mind, I knew she was always going to go with the ramp. I just thought she's not going to be satisfied in her heart to do the traditional thing, even though that's okay. And that's okay for people if they'd go that route. But for these guys, they just knew the Lord was calling them to something different. And different is not always bad.
I love it. In a nutshell, can you tell us what RAMP is, Olivia?
Yes, the RAMP is a ministry based out of Hamilton, Alabama, and there's multiple facets to the ministry, but under the ministry, they have a school called the RAMP University, a 4-year ministry school.
Got it.